Desperation is providing an openness to the gospel in Greece. Young people are leaving the church in the United States, and it's National Adoption Month in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. After a tumultuous weekend that had Greece teetering on the brink of insolvency, leaders of the two main political parties reached an historic power-sharing deal that would pave the way for a massive financial rescue package. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis says,
probably getting the unity government is the easy part. Implementing all the structural reforms that need to take place is going to be the hard part. A lot of work has to be done in a very short period of time. And then there'll probably be elections by February or March of next year.
Economic recovery is expected to take a decade. People have already been struggling under the austerity measures. As a result, the ministry team has been adjusting their outreach to meet the needs.
There is an increased need for physical help. There is a desperation, which means people also need spiritual help. There is a more openness to the gospel. And we are trying to do what we can with the limited resources that we have at this point.
They need funding and prayer. Links available at our website. Next, famine continues in the Horn of Africa. While food is important, so is water, since that's what caused the famine in the first place. The situation is desperate. Executive Director of Life Water International, Joe Harbison, is in Ethiopia.
For 3 years in a row, their rainy season has failed. They have no water. And those rains have only recently come back.
According to Harbison, they're sharing their expertise with villagers. LifeWater is doing that through the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makena Yesus Development and Social Services Commission. Harbison says,
we're finding that water actually gives us a tremendous avenue of an entry point into communities that would otherwise never have access to the gospel.
Through their partners, they're sending in teams to help train nationals to duplicate their efforts. Pray for the Horn of Africa as millions are still at risk. You can support LifeWater's work in the region by praying, volunteering for a trip, or supporting their work financially. You're listening to Mission Network News. This week, the Luis Palau Association is hosting Continente 2011, a mass media outreach spanning the entire Spanish-speaking world. For the next 3 nights, Luis Palau will be on a live Q&A show called Night Talk. Callers can get biblical help, advice, and discipleship with one of nearly 700 churches connected with the event. It's a multimedia saturation evangelism event with a goal of reaching at least 5 million people with the hope of Christ. Pray. Meanwhile, a recent Barna Group study explored the reasons behind the droves of young people leaving the church in America. The study found 6 main reasons, including young people's belief that the church is overprotective and too exclusive. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says youth retention is not a new struggle for the church, but the fact that students have a hard time with the exclusivity of Christ is concerning.
Somehow, we are not communicating what the gospel is to our young people.
Tippett says there are 2 things we can do to keep our young people engaged. Pray for youth revival and earnestly seek out Christ ourselves so we can model our faith well.
We need to show them authentic Christianity, a kind of Christianity that's so real and so exciting that when they look at everything else, it just looks like, hey, this is where I need to be.
You can read the full study at our website. And what are you doing for National Adoption Month? Maybe this November it's time for you to consider joining a trip to help orphans worldwide. Buckner International is in dire need of doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, and dentists for the 2012 trips. Medical teams are needed for 2 trips to Kenya and 1 to Honduras to provide medical care for kids and communities and to share the love of Christ. If you're interested, visit our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got the book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.